Now, Alita Van Pelt, Van Pet, did you want to testify now?
Would it be okay if I waited until after the switch positions?
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So, Swedish physicians.
Oh, great. Thank you. Dr. Vermillion?
Okay. Are you testifying? It's just part of the public?
What testimony? 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. And could you please state and spell your name and give us your address?
So my name, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Sandra Vermeulen. My last name is spelled V-E-R-M-E-U-L-E-N. And you want office address or home
address? That's fine.
Office address is 550 17th Avenue, Suite A-10, Seattle.
You just need to get a copy of a decision sent to you if you testify, so go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So it's a real privilege to be able to address you and address the audience behind me, and I'm sorry I'm not facing them, but I'm a physician. I've been practicing at Cherry Hill for numerous years. I've been with Swedish over 20 years. My field is radiation oncology, and as a radiation oncologist, I've been I can't tell you the position I've been in to be able to practice at Swedish because of the technology. We are the only center in the nation that has two of the highly prized radiation therapy machines. They're called radiosurgery machines, Gamma Knife and CyberKnife. We have them under one roof. They're side by side. They've replaced what we used to be doing with radiation treatments for the last 50 years. And as a result of that, we cause less harm. We cause more cures. We're able to replace surgery. In 2009, using these radiation pieces of equipment, replace the standard of care for things like taking primary lung tumors out of the heart. Now we can treat them with 3 radiation treatments, 1 hour each. Patients are treated with their clothes on. They're not hospitalized. There's virtually no side effects, 90% cure, and that's in place of the standard for like thoracic surgery, having to be admitted to the hospital, recover, maybe stay off work for numerous weeks. With these treatments, you can return to work the day of treatment. The side effect is fatigue. We've learned that in neurosurgery. We've changed the standard of care in the last several decades. In the older days, if you were a cancer patient and you had cancer of the lung or the breast or the colon and it had metastasized to the brain, for the last 50, 60 years, all we've ever done is treat the whole brain with radiation. There's more than a 90% probability in treating whole brain that those patients lose their cognitive abilities. They call it, it's not Alzheimer's, but there is memory loss. Patients know who they are and where they are, but they tell you that they just never feel well. They can't remember fine details. And they call that cognitive change in medicine. But we have, as of last month, the standard of care moved. It changed. Whole brain irradiation is now considered something that should be of a mission and not used any longer in the field of oncology. That happened just last month. It's the American Society of Clinical Oncology. The medical oncologists have announced that no longer should be done. We've been doing this for 20 years. We've been not treating people with whole brain radiation. We've been just treating the metastases in the brain with these machines. 90% cure, very few injuries in terms of hair loss, seizures, cognitive decline. And that is just, I mean, it's things that we've seen because we work with a multidisciplinary team. We work with a lot of physicians who specialize in pathology of the brain, neurosurgeons that specialize in brain tumors, radiologists that specialize in brain tumors. Then you have radiation oncologists. And you come together as a community to change the standard of care. And we've moved that peg. And Swedish has been very, very instrumental in being able to do that, particularly at Cherry Hill, since that's where our neuroscience center is. But it's not just been in brain, it's been in many, many fields of medicine. And as a physician who does what I do, I couldn't do this at a community hospital because you need the expertise of every different modality of medicine to provide the appropriate care.
Thank you. I know some of them are coming at 1:30. Is anyone here now?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Skillian?
Yeah.
you give us your name and spell it, please, and then
sure.
work address?
Yeah, so my name is Rada Skouyan, and my work address is, I think, similar to Sandy's. I missed the first part, but it's 550 is the suite, and it's 17th Avenue, Seattle, Washington.
Okay, can you spell your name?
Yeah, it's O-S-K-O-U-I-A-N.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I kind of caught a little bit of the end of Sandy's introduction, but I'm one of the neurosurgeons, and I practice at Swedish. I've been there for about 8 years, and one of the reasons I went to Swedish and Cherry Hill is it has a long history, some people forget that hospital's been there for a long time. And really, the mission of, the physicians there dates back to a long time. And I think, one of the things that we've done and that we try to do is really provide a resource for the community. And I think sometimes it gets lost in all the, stuff that goes on in the city. But as Sandy pointed out, we're doing some remarkable things on campus. And we're helping a lot of people. So I'm a spine surgeon, a neurosurgical spine specialist. And we've really, in the last 8 years, spine care management, some of the things we're doing on campus, we really couldn't do without all the facilities that are there. And, I'm always privileged to be able to work in this environment because there's a lot of specialists, we're doing a lot of research, and radiosurgery is one aspect of what we're doing. But we're doing a lot of innovative treatments for patients who have spinal cord injuries, stroke, rehab. And really, I think, for me, one of the great things is being a part of the history of what's gone on campus and, going all the way back to Mother Joseph. And there's still a clinic there, people don't realize. But our mission really is to help and serve the community. I think that sometimes gets lost in everything that happens. And we still do that to this day. I think Swedish or Providence, or let's say the entities involved, those could change, but the doctors are committed to the patients. And I think that's what really is what is important, especially in times of growth and need. But that's the kind of stuff that we're doing. We're very committed to the community and the city of Seattle. There isn't in the whole region, if you look at neuroscience, if you look at movement disorders, people with Parkinson's disease, even newer modalities like with spinal cord injury and rehabbing patients, the city of Seattle would not have these if it wasn't for what we're doing on the campus. And we too continue to grow, and people from all over the region come to our campus. And even now, our hospital's full most of the time, our clinics are full, and people are coming up from all over, especially for, spinal cord tumor treatment, spinal disorders, and we're providing all sorts of services that normally you would not be able to get. And this is a highly specialized facility. So you go to large cities. For example, I was just moving to New York and somewhere in Philadelphia. These specialized hospitals are really the future. And I think it would be really a shame for the city and the community not to support this effort because it's a team effort. So we have to work with the community, the city, developers, the hospital, And they're all important parts of what's happening. And I think, again, if you look at for example, the campus, you know, it's been there for a long time. And the reason why it has been is because the physicians and patients have always been there. And regardless of, you know, whatever the hospital or the entity that's involved, that's never going to change. So, I guess that's, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Doctor. Mm-hmm. Dr. Weiss?
Hello, I'm Mary Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. My address is 1600 East Jefferson, Suite 510, 98122.
Thank you.
I'm here to describe some primary care services that are available on the Cherry Hill campus. I am the medical director of a clinic that has 12 physicians, and we serve 20,000 patient lives, seeing about 150 patients per day. Our office hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, so we have extended hours to try to serve the community. We offer full-spectrum family medicine, including obstetrics, pediatrics, urgent care, and chronic care. We see patients from all over the local community and beyond, and we've been doing this since 1998. In addition to our clinic, there's a residency clinic on the Cherry Hill campus where we train 18 family medicine residents at any one time. So you go through residency for 3 years, and at any one time there's 18 residents being trained. And as we all know, we need more primary care physicians, and this is an excellent residency program. There's 900 applications for every position that we're able to fill there, and they do excellent work. They're open during the weekdays, but in addition to that, we've opened an after-hours clinic where we've partnered with Country Doctor Community Health Center, which is a local FKHC, and they provide after-hours care until 10 p.m. on weekends, and weekdays, and on weekends from noon to 10 p.m. So that facility and that space is being used to serve the community for after-hours care. We would love to open a primary care dental clinic, but we don't have space. We have interest, we have funding. We could actually do dental residency, which would be very interesting for more specialized and complex care, and we're limited at this point simply by space. We would love to be able to have the space and the ability to continue to do the good work that we do.
Thank you.
Dr. Charles Cobb.
My name is Charles Cobbs. I am the director of the Ben and Catherine Ivy Center for Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment at Swedish. I was brought on board a couple of years ago by a colleague of mine, Greg Foltz, who passed away after he recruited me. Greg had created probably one of the top three or four comprehensive brain cancer institutes in the country, a place where patients from this community and from all over the world, for that matter, come to get comprehensive care for complex brain tumors. We do surgery, we treat the patients, and part of the mission that I was charged with was to continue to try to push toward novel cures for brain tumors. The number of malignant brain tumors is increasing. You know, Joe Biden's son just died of one. It's an increasing horrible disease in our community. And based on the research that my group in the past has done and the group that was already here at Swedish or at Cherry Hill, we have this year three new clinical trials going into humans for the first time that could truly be revolutionary. We have a small lab space available to us adjacent to where we treat patients right now. What I'm hoping to do is make Cherry Hill Brain Tumor Research Center one of the top in the world. It's probably now one of the top 15 in the world, but I'd like to be in the top 5 in the world if we could, to have access to all patients in this community for these novel treatments. In order to do that, we do need to expand the footprint of the research laboratory, and that is part of the plan, I believe, to expand into the neighborhood region so we can have one of the top research labs for the treatment of these patients in the country. And I think we have the manpower, we have certainly the technological capability and the facilities and the human intelligence and biotech in this community to accomplish that. So it's a great potential. Thank you.
Thank you.
Examiner Tanner, I see that Dr. Chapman is here, and the slot for Dr. Chapman was one of the witnesses that we were taking out of turn for our minute presentation, so we're prepared to proceed for 10, 15 minutes or so with Dr. Chapman.
All right.
Dr. Chapman? Good afternoon. Have a seat.
Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Broder.
Good afternoon, Dr. Chapman. Could you please state your full name and business address for the record?
Good afternoon. My name is Jens, spelled J-E-N-S, middle initial R, last name Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N-N-D. Excuse me. Business address is 550 17th Avenue, Suite 500, Seattle, Washington, 98122.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. And Dr. Chapman, what is your position at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute?
I'm there as a complex spine surgeon, meaning a surgeon who deals with complicated spinal disorders. And I'm also the director of research and research education.
And Dr. Chapman, can you give us an overview of the specialized patient care services you provide at Swedish Cherry Hill?
I have the great privilege of taking care of patients with all sorts of spinal problems. That means from the skull base down to the tailbone, and that entails any abnormality from fractures to dislocations to dysplasia, meaning forms of congenital deformities of all age groups, to deformities of the spinal column, and the ever-growing ubiquitous degenerative disorders of our spinal column.
Okay. Dr. Chapman, is the co-location of lab, research, and education facilities, medical office, and operating rooms critical to the type of specialized care you provide at Cherry Hill?
The short answer is an emphatic yes. It's a breath of fresh air. I've had the great and amazing experience of working at the University of Washington for the last 25 years in the function as chief of spine and as an immediate past chair of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery. Excuse me, I just ran up some of the stairs here. I apologize for my out of breath state. And thank you, very thoughtful. And I have just been impressed when I was recruited over to Swedish by this opportunity to actually have everything in one roof. So I don't have to sit in a car and drive, thank you so much, to another location or another lab or educational facility somewhere else in town, but I can literally take a stair out of breath, catch my breath, and then do what I need to do in one and one location only.
And Dr. Chapman, what does it take, in your view, to attract and retain the best physicians in the subspecialties of neurology, heart, and vascular at Cherry Hill and orthopedics?
For me, it's exactly what I felt when I walked into that building, when I saw the resources that are there and the potential for further resources. It was this enormous vision of having everything in one roof and the efficiency that comes with that. So when I am engaged in educational or research activity and a patient calls, I don't have to say, I'm going to try to come back this afternoon sometime, and maybe I can send somebody here to stave this off. I can answer with the bona fide response of, I'll be there, and I'll be there shortly. And that's an amazing opportunity.
Doctor, do you anticipate increased demand for the sort of specialized care in the treatment of disease of the various specialties at Cherry Hill?
Very much so, and sadly so, from several aspects. So the fact that I came out of breath here was not a disrespect to the meeting and the examiners here, whose presence I very much appreciate, but the fact that we have a burgeoning clinic going on with a number of overbooks, and this is not just one-time idiosyncrasy, this is a reality. A reality created out of our aging population, a reality that is in part a success of medicine, and as we find better and more applicable cures for cardiovascular disease, even for cancers, for metabolic derangements, all of us are getting older and rightfully want to seek happier, longer, fulfilled, activity-bound lifestyles. And then sadly, speaking from the perspective of a spine surgeon, our spines that frequently limit us through arthritic disorders, through overgrowth, stenosis, neurologic deteriorations, etc. And so this is not just a local problem, this is a national problem, that the demands on the spine and the realizations of the spine as a rate-limiting almost organ system are only increasing.
And finally, related to what you just described, Dr. Chapman, is it your opinion that the Cherry Hill campus will need to replace outdated facilities and add additional space to meet the demand for these specialized services you just discussed?
No doubt. Again, what I've seen in my half year now at Cherry Hill has been an amazing dedication towards patient care and being able to deliver an immediate response to patients in need with neurologic problems, collapsing spinal columns, etc., ad hoc from a highly specialized crew. And that means in the middle of the night for patients with a crippling spinal disorder such as ankylosing spondylitis with a chin-on-chest deformity, this is the place where I have at 2 in the morning a specialized crew that can deliver this amazing care right away. And again, that's the beauty of a highly specialized crew. That said, this morning we were struggling to try to find more operating room space for a patient with a cancer who needs to go to the operating room, and for about three or four other cases, we are bursting out of the seams. And it's a daily life, and I know that we have an incredibly dedicated crew in the operating room. An example, July 3rd, the day before the holiday, we somehow received patients from all over the larger community, and within one room, with one crew, we did eight cases from starting at 7:30 and ending, I don't know when. You can ask my wife. It was late. But it was one crew, one OR, eight cases, all urgent holiday-type cases, infections, God knows what came together. So we're bursting out of our seams, frankly.
I understand. Well, thank you, Dr. Chapman, for making yourself available this afternoon. I have no further questions.
Let's see if anyone else has questions. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Dr. Johnny Delashaw, please. Dr. Delashaw is also, we're taking him out of turn as part of the MIM presentation. Thank you. Good afternoon, Dr. Delashaw.
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry. You said part of the MIM?
Yes.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Delashaw, could you please state your full name and business address for the record?
It's Johnny Bill Delashaw, Jr., and I'm at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute at 550 17th Avenue, Seattle, Washington.
And Dr. Delashaw, what is your position at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute?
Currently, I'm chairman of neurosurgery at the Institute.
And, Doctor, could you give us an overview of the specialized patient care services you provide at the hospital?
So, Swedish Neuroscience Institute, and there's also a Cardiovascular Institute, but I'd rather just speak about the neuroscience, is this incredible place where we have 47 neurologists and we have 13 dedicated surgeons to treat neurological disease. We have an extremely large intensive care unit to handle very complicated neurological problems. And we work in an incredibly efficient manner that allows us to do things that really very few places can do in the country.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, Doctor, is the co-location of various functions on the campus, lab, research, education, physician offices, ORs, critical to the types of specialty care that your department provides?
It's very critical. The opportunity to be able to have the lab, to have the educational opportunities, to have the research right there where the patients are being taken care of, allows us to take research and translate it right down to the operating room or to the hospital floor, and vice versa. And it's really unique that I can see a patient, take them down to the operating room, operate on them, actually have the tumor go right up to the lab just a couple floors away in the same building, slice it up, look at it for a vaccine, and hopefully treat that patient in a different way than we ever treated before to cure the tumor. And this is a really unique circumstance. Seattle is extremely lucky to have this facility. You don't find this in very many cities in the country.
Mm-hmm. So, Doctor, what does it take to attract and retain physicians in these subspecialties at Swedish Cherry Hill?
Well, it takes a place like this, the Swedish Neuroscience Institute. It's a place of high volume with some experience, and with more volume, there's more experience. And it's really for the benefit of the people of the city of Seattle and the state of Washington. That's our main role here. We do take care of other people from throughout the world, but our main role is here for the community of Seattle and the state of Washington. And by having this specialized high-volume center, it allows us to see things that we don't normally see in a community hospital. So that when somebody from Seattle has an unusual problem, we've already seen it many times and know how to take care of it, which is not the way it is in a community hospital. So this really allows us to have a quaternary, a high-level, specialized neurological disease hospital for the state of Washington and Seattle. And this is really important, I think, because the population in the United States is getting older. And as the population gets older, there is more neurological disease. In fact, the neurological disease becomes the primary problem as we get older. And to have an institute like what we have and be able to provide the care for the community of Seattle is extremely special.
Okay. And I think you touched on this already, but let me ask you, do you, in fact, anticipate increased demand for this specialized care related to both diseases of the brain and the spine for reasons other than just the aging population?
I anticipate dramatic increases. In just the last 18 months, we've grown 34%. At Swedish Neuroscience Institute, which is, 34% is huge. We right now I'm applying for a residency. We've done 6,800 cases this last year, which is a huge number, and we're continuing to grow. Right now we're having to operate into the middle of the night on weekends. We really just don't have enough space, and we have prestigious, nationally and internationally known surgeons and physicians who are begging to come here and work with us. We're trying to develop a dream team. We want to be the Super Bowl champions of neurological disease. We have a Super Bowl champion called the Seahawks, at least 2 years ago. Why can't we have a Super Bowl champion of neurological disease? This is our time. We have the ability to do this. We have the finances. We have the space if we can build the towers so we can bring all this to Seattle. Seattle could have the best neurological disease center in the world. And I don't see why we don't want that. I mean, I bet everyone here wants us to be Super Bowl champions in football. Surely we want to be the champions of neurological disease so that somebody in Seattle, regardless of their neurological problem, can get the care, the best care in the world, and hopefully be cured.
Thank you. And then so finally, Dr. Dalashaw, with respect to the campus itself, is it your opinion that Swedish Cherry Hill will need to replace outdated facilities and add additional space based on the anticipated needs of the population going forward?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the things that we are about to undertake are absolutely astounding. Not only do we need the space for typical operating rooms and hospital beds and that, but we're talking about doing some things that could change everyone here in this room. For example, we're working with industry who wants to come to our institute and help us remake this. We remake this, we change spine disease. We get rid of back pain. We have the ability to bring a company that wants us to have what's called an exoskeleton where we can put it on people and they can learn to walk again. So people are no longer in wheelchairs. They're able to walk in the community. We have this incredible plan to have this rehab center so that all these people can walk again. Plus stroke. Patients with stroke who can't move one side will be able to help them walk again, feed themselves again, and be part of society. This is very unusual. We need the space to develop that rehab center. We need the space to bring in this industry. And then I need the space to bring in these national and international surgeons who can do things nobody else can. And why? For the people of Seattle, for the people of Washington State, and for America, really. But Seattle and Washington State are of prime importance.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. I don't have any additional questions for Dr. Dalashaw.
Yes.
I have a couple questions. Can I have a microphone?
Yes.
Thank you.
And don't put them too close. It doesn't
matter. Okay.
Move it back a little.
How's that? Does that?
That's your reason? Don't move any closer.
Dr. Dalashaw, thank you for coming today.
Sure.
First, quick question. Can you define quaternary? A lot of people during lunch didn't quite know what it meant, that it's a quaternary center.
So it's a term that describes a very specialized center that is an elite center above everything else. So a primary center would be a community hospital that takes care of essentially colds and medical problems and some minor surgery like appendicitis. And as we move up the system, they take care of more and more complex things. Quaternary really requires a team approach. It requires not just what we typically have of specialized doctors, but multiple specialists together working on a complex problem. They do primary, they do secondary, they do tertiary care too, but it's a system that's designed to really handle these really complex problems with a team approach, and that would be a quaternary center.
Would you consider, say, for example, the University of Washington's neurosurgery department is a quaternary kind of place or not? I'm just curious.
So it's interesting. So the University of Washington, which I'm very familiar with, I went to medical school there.
Dr. Ojeman, probably.
Dr. Ojeman, yes. They have an interesting system there. It's constantly, and I was chairman at the University of California, Irvine, so I know what academics at the university systems are. And the problem with those particular systems is there's a tremendous delay in care because it's hard to get the teams together. So if you have a problem, let's say you have a complex skull-based problem, which involves perhaps neurosurgery, otolaryngology, plastic surgery, and that, if you had that problem, many of the academic centers, including the University of Washington, you would go see one of the doctors, and maybe 3 or 4 days see the other doctor, and maybe 3 or 4 other days see the ex-doctor. Then they kind of meet together and make a plan, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later you might have a surgery that you would have liked to have had 2 or 3 weeks before. Where in the kind of setting we're talking about with this institute where everyone's together, they all get seen on the same day. And potentially the surgery is done the next morning. So the delivery of care is so different at Swedish Neuroscience Institute than at an academic center. There is a tremendous delay. It's not that they don't have quality. It's just that the way they provide the care is in a much different fashion.
Thank you. I think everybody in this room, and even who was in the hearings, is really impressed with the quality of care and the commitment of the surgeons at Swedish to do a great job. And that's not really the question. The question
this
is...
This isn't the time to argue your case. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do have.
Concerning his testimony.
What?
Any questions that you need to clarify his testimony with?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Issue, we need to stop something and restart it.